had a maid at home who had a mischievous son. We had to sell the boy to Malak.
Ah, you see, we had to get rid of his terrible mischief. This document is related to that deal.
Benjamin, what are they saying?
I don't know. We never had such a maid or slave.
Are you ever going to stop telling lies?
How did you get that document, Lady Zuleika?
I took the document from Joseph. The Joseph who was sold to a caravan.
You see, we know everything.
I don't understand. How do you know everything? How?
Let's start with the chest. Recognize it? It's the chalice found in Benjamin's luggage. This chalice speaks to me.
How does a chalice speak?
With that sound, it tells me everything. Would you like me to tell you what it said? Joseph's brothers beat him hard and wounded him severely.
Father! Father!
It says that you wanted to kill him, but Levi stopped you. Then you dumped him into a well and conspired to tell your father. Wolves killed him.
I witnessed them bringing my brother's bloodied shirt to my father. They told him wolves did it.
Benjamin has told you all of that. It isn't true. It's all lies. All of it.
Your chalice speaks the truth, Excellency. It is revealing our vile deeds. Let it go on. We will hear it. We will hear all of it.
You then sold your brother to that pulled him out of the well. You sent your brother to become a slave, unaware that he left willingly. Because he knew he had a great mission ahead. The caravan people bound Joseph and brought him here, to Egypt, to be sold as a slave. They sold him in the slave market.
I am Malak, the one who pulled Joseph out of the well. I bought Joseph. Do you remember me?
If you will allow, may I continue what the chalice says? Potiphar, governor of Egypt, bought Joseph and gave him as a gift to his wife, Zuleika.
You were given Joseph?
Yes. I was Joseph's owner for many years. He grew up in my palace. I was cruel to him, just as you were. I conspired against him. I even imprisoned him. May God forgive me.
Joseph spent 12 years in prison. For many years, he endured torture and great hardship.
until the ruler of Egypt, Pharaoh Akhenaten, had a dream. No other dream interpreter was able to interpret. I knew Joseph was a great dream interpreter. He once accurately interpreted my dream in prison. I told Joseph the Pharaoh's dream, and he interpreted it accurately.
Joseph's interpretation of the Pharaoh's dream caused his release from prison and saved the Egyptian people from the famine.
Prophet Joseph is my husband. Manasseh and Ephraim are our children.
So Joseph is the governor of Egypt?
Our brother Joseph?
The governor of Egypt?
Joseph, our brother?
Yes. I am Joseph. And this is my brother, Benjamin.
The one we didn't want father to love, or to inherit father's prophethood or his belt.
Yes, I am that Joseph. God had mercy on me. He rewards the pious and those who have patience.
You see, we are ashamed and regretful. Now, what will you do to us?
What does a brother do to his brothers but forgive?
But we are brothers, and we were nothing but cruel to you, Joseph.
I have forgiven the past. I forgave you when I was in the well.
But I don't want to be forgiven. We were cruel to you, Joseph. Don't do this to us. Your forgiveness will kill us. It, in fact, is the worst punishment you can possibly give us. I swear you by God, Joseph, punish us. Joseph, punish us! Punish us! Punish us! Punish us! Punish us! Please, Joseph, punish us! Punishment might lessen our sins a little. Forgiveness is worse than any punishment.
Do you really want to be punished?
Yes, my dear brother. If you do not punish me, I will do something to myself.
As you want punishment, come here.
Hit me, Joseph. For God's sake, hit me.
I have never hated you or my brothers, and I still don't.
God, you couldn't ever punish me more severely than that. If I'm not punished for so many sins, I fear I might kill myself. I will kill myself. Punish me, please. Do something, Joseph. I watched what my brothers did to you, and I said nothing. I've kept silent for years, hiding the truth from Father. Tell them to take out my sins by flogging me. Have them behead me. This shame will kill me! This shame will kill me! It will kill me!
Calm down, Levi. I have met you several times now. I wanted to hug you and relieve the pain of the long years of separation. But I couldn't. I mean, I wasn't allowed. I love you all, my brothers, with all my heart. I waited for such a day when I could see you. Don't do that, brother. Come on. I would feel ashamed. And may God never forgive me if I want to see my brother's shame.
Do you see, God? I have sinned, yet my brother Joseph is ashamed. How can cruel people like us be forgiven?
Do you see, Judah? What a great beloved we have hurt.
Mimisado.
And it wasn't only you we hurt. Father's suffering was so great, and his torment was so hard. What can we do? In whom do we take refuge if he doesn't forgive us?
Father, too, will forgive you, if you will repent.
Why is this separation so long? And why does this separation not end?
I think the story of Abraham and Ishmael has been repeated. I feel our father has recently sacrificed his Ishmael. That is why God has willed that his Ishmael be returned to him.
Your Excellency.
Who will take my shirt, Father?
I will.
If you can return Father's sight to him, I think you will have made up for your sin.
If he could, but I think that's impossible.
God's will makes the impossible possible. Let's get up. This shirt was handed down from Abraham to Isaac, and from him to our father, and then to me. Levi, set out now and take it to Father. Put it on his eyes, and by God's will, he will see again. And tell Father to bring all the relatives and children of Israel and their belongings to Egypt. I have talked to Pharaoh Akhenaten. I have decided to house you in a good place near Memphis. Goshen has the best land in Memphis. And there I intend to build a city for the children of Israel. Malek, prepare everything for my brother's journey. I hope to see you soon.
The healing for my father's eyes is here in this shirt.
Then you must hurry. Take it to Prophet Jacob, fast.
God be with you.
Goodbye.
Yes, my children. Canaan is not the whole world. There are many cities with numerous rulers in the world. But there will come a day when the world will have only one rule and only one ruler. And the ruler of the whole world will undoubtedly be the most deserving person, and his rule will be the best.
Who is that deserving person, Grandfather?
You are Gershon, the son of Simeon?
Yes, Grandfather.
I don't know, son. But I do know he is one of God's best servants. And he will form his rule after the ordainment of the very last prophet.
And do you know who the last prophet is?
You are Ashbel, the son of Benjamin, aren't you? And yes, I know who he is. All prophets know him. And we are here to give glad tidings of his coming. His name is Ahmad.
Ahmad?
Ahmad.
Yes, Ahmad. He is a progeny of my uncle, Ishmael, God's sacrifice. What a pleasant scent. Is it here because I called the name Ahmad? I smell the scent of my Joseph.
What did you say?
Don't call me a lunatic, but I smell the scent of my Joseph.
Please stop it, Father. It cannot be Joseph. You are mistaken. We do not smell anything.
Joseph died 30 years ago, and now you smell his scent?
He's not dead. Joseph is not dead. Never once did I think Joseph was dead. My Joseph is alive. Remember it today in your minds. My Joseph is alive and I smell his scent. Did you hear?
We are worried about our husbands and our hungry children, and he's thinking about Joseph.
Safe journey. Safe journey.
I hope to see you next time with Prophet Jacob.
Well, you take care when you're out there.
Hope to see you soon.
Take care.
See you again, my friend.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Hope to see you soon. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. We'll be waiting for you.
Bye.
Egypt has been in famine for 5 years. If it doesn't rain, the Egyptians will all perish.
The Nile is dry. It will rain in 2 years. This is Joseph's promise.
He's been smelling Joseph's scent for 10 days.
Someone is coming! A rider is coming to Canaan! Someone is coming! Someone is coming on horseback to Canaan!
Hello, Father.
Hello, son.
Welcome.
Thank you, son. Hello, Father.
Levi, son, is that you? I've been so worried.
I am happy to see you, Father. I was worried about you, too.
I smell my Joseph's scent. You have brought him to us.
Not quite, Father. Calm down. But I have something, a sign of Joseph.
A sign? What sign?
I have brought for you Joseph's shirt.
You mean you've brought his silver shirt?
Yes, that's it. I recognize that shirt.
That is the prophethood robe. You must treat it with respect. This shirt was handed down from my grandfather Abraham to my father Isaac, and then to me. Would have been with Joseph. How did you get it?
Joseph gave it to me, Father.
Joseph?
Joseph?
What did you just say? Did I hear you correctly? What has happened to Joseph?
Nothing's happened to him. We have found him. My brother is the governor of Egypt. The governor of Egypt is our lost beloved. Father? What's the matter?
Oh, prophet of God, what is it?
Don't worry. I'm fine.
Prophet of God, what has happened?
It's nothing. Where is he? Where is Joseph now? I have bad memories from the bringing of the shirts. The last time you brought me one of Joseph's shirts, I never saw him again. Again, you have brought me his shirt, but not him.
I couldn't bring Joseph because he is the governor of Egypt.
I told him never to be apart from this shirt. Why did he give it to you?
He did it for you, Father. He said this shirt could heal your eyes and bring you your sight back.
This shirt is a healer? I told you. Joseph is my leader. If he wasn't, then this shirt couldn't heal my eyes. Oh, Lord.
What miracles of the fallen. What miracles of the fallen. Congratulations.
I've been smelling Joseph's scent for 10 days. Everyone said I was crazy.
They're just strangers to love. It was 10 days ago that Joseph's shirt left Egypt to come to you.
I was smelling Joseph's scent from 10 days away.
In the past, you walked by Joseph's well and didn't smell his scent.
Why now, from such a long way away?
Because at that time you didn't comprehend the status of leadership as you do now.
I was right then. Joseph is my leader.
Yes. You mourn the separation of your leader. And the mourning, waiting, have taken you to a loftier position than before. The love of leadership enables any eye to see.
Your eyes are no longer white.
I can see you now.
You can see me, Father?
Yes, I can. Joseph's shirt and God's mercy have restored my sight. Cannot the shirt that saved Abraham from Nimrod's fire heal old Jacob's eyes? Where are your brothers?
Don't worry. They are on their way.
And Joseph? He is coming with them?
No, Father. We are going to him with all our families.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Prophet Jacob can see! Prophet Jacob can see!
I told you, he wouldn't be here.
That is the hut of sorrows, and Father is no longer sad.
His eyes have regained sight, and he has surely returned home after all these years.
That's right. I've been waiting for you here because I knew you'd return home today.
Hello, Father. You are here.
Hello, dear Benjamin.
I'm so happy to see you, Father. Father. Your sight has been restored. You can see.
It is the miracle of your brother's shirt, son.
Greetings to the prophet of God.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Father. Hello,
Father. Father can see. Is that right, Father?
He can see? How? Hello to the prophet of God.
Hello to you.
Hello, Father.
Hello, prophet of God.
Let's go.
Hey!
still does not forgive us. He is justified.
Yes, I am. But memories of the bitter past still won't leave me.
Is Father upset?
Of course. He has just confirmed what a terrible sin his son's committed. Father is enraged.
I thank God I wasn't part of my brother's mistake.
How many times did I tell you to repent? To tell the truth and save me from sorrow?
We know, Father. We know that we are sinners and we wronged our brother. But we beg for your forgiveness.
Is there anyone more sinful or cruel than you? You must first ask God for forgiveness, not me.
If not for fear of being disgraced in front of everyone, we would have confessed sooner.
Fearing your curse prevented us from telling the truth, or we would have done it.
But God was aware of all you had done. What you should have done was repent before God in private. Why didn't you do that? Do you remember this shirt? It is Joseph's bloodied shirt. I kept it all along for this day, the day the truth was revealed.
Aren't you ashamed? How could you do this to your father? You told everyone wolves had killed Joseph.
What happened? Joseph is alive. You wanted to prevent Joseph's superiority and leadership. You tried to resist God's will. Aren't you ashamed?
Joseph forgave us. If you are magnanimous and forgive us, undoubtedly God will forgive us too.
You had me grieving for nearly 40 years. Now you expect me to forgive you because you ask it? Leave. I will not forgive you until you have awaited it for some time.
Do you mean that you won't forgive them?
They will not appreciate forgiveness that is obtained effortlessly. Be worried that God may not forgive them.
Thank you.
Benjamin. You are dearer to Father. Will you not intercede for us?
Why should I do that?
We know. You have suffered also. But we are your brothers as well.
Bloodied my heart and made me cry for many long years. So do not expect forgiveness soon. The passage of time may soften my wounded heart.
It's me, Father, Benjamin.
Come in, son.
Father, I'm here to intercede.
Why would you do that? How can you forget what they did to me? To your brother, you, Leah, and all the other people of the tribe?
As I remember it, Father, you always considered my brother's sin the result of Satan's animosity and conspiracy.
What? It's a little sin to become Satan's plaything? Is it accepted that prophets' sons obey Satan? For this, how can you intercede? Go now. Come back some other time. I writhed like a beheaded chicken in front of their eyes for 40 years. I wept for your brother's separation. My eyes turned white, and none of them pitied me. If they had said just one word, all my sorrows would have ended.
Forgive me. If they hadn't persisted, I wouldn't have interceded.
I have no doubt. Your father's behavior is to the benefit of your brothers.
I thank God that the separation has ended. Father, won't you give the order to emigrate? My brother Joseph is waiting.
Must we go to Egypt?
With all children, grandchildren, and belongings. My brother has allocated us a vast region near Memphis.
We will set out in the morning. Tell everybody to pack and get ready for the journey. Tell them to put on new clothes and tidy themselves up, so Joseph will not be ashamed before Egyptian dignitaries. Or they may taunt him that his tribe is poor and miserable.
I understand. They may interpret our piety as poverty.
Go, son.
It is very difficult for the Canaanite people to part with their prophet. If you weren't going to meet your missing son, Prophet Joseph, we would definitely stop you and not let you go so easily.
For us too, it is hard to leave Canaan and all our friends. It is the order of the Prophet of God. We must obey. The people of the Pharaoh's land are strangers to monotheism. By propagating Abraham's religion, perhaps Joseph wants to establish monotheism in Egypt.
I hope the Prophet of God will not forget us and that he will pray for us.
God be with you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, oh, Prophet Jacob.
Please come see us again.
Goodbye.
Don't forget us.
Goodbye.
Take care.
Farewell.
Goodbye, Prophet Jacob.
Take care, Prophet of God.
Goodbye. Farewell, Prophet Jacob.
Don't forget us.
Goodbye. God be with you, Prophet
Jacob. Goodbye, Prophet Jacob.
Don't ever forget us.
Goodbye, Prophet Jacob.
Bless you, Prophet Jacob.
Take care of
God go with you, Prophet Jacob.
Don't forget us.